Welcome to the Cashflow and Manifestation Project podcast. My name is Katie Smith, and I am a manifestation and mindset coach. I'm a mom who successfully took one of those little side hustles and built it into a six-figure business with the tools of manifestation and some spiritual woo. Every week, I'll share uplifting conversations, interviews, and talks centered on unlocking your inner magic, pushing past limits, and creating a reality even wilder than your dreams. If you enjoy listening to topics on money, mindset, and manifesting, then you've come to the right place. I'm obsessed with helping women transform to their next level of freedom and wealth. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's begin. Are you ready to align with the frequency of abundance? It's time to discover your specific blueprint with my Reveal Your Hidden Money Mindset quiz. In just minutes, tap into the energetics of your financial aura and uncover the vibrational blocks to your wealth. Whether you're manifesting prosperity, cultivating abundance, or seeking to balance your financial chakras, understanding your unique money vibration is the first step towards attuning to your financial freedom. Shed light on the energetic barriers that have been shadowing your wealth this entire time. Head over to the link in the show notes to take the quiz today and embark on your journey to energetic financial clarity. Elevate your money frequency, clear those energetic blocks, and harmonize with the wealth you deserve. It's more than just wealth. It's your energetic blueprint for abundance. Knowledge is power, so let's transform your financial energy today. Welcome back to another episode of the Cashflow and Manifestation Project. Today, I'm talking to you all about healing, and I am very jazzed to talk about this conversation, and I'm very passionate. I'm coming in hot because I fell victim to this myself. I don't even know if I want to use the word victim because that's not entirely accurate. There comes a time and a place for healing, and I want to talk about it, but this perpetual healing bullshit, honestly, that I see online everywhere on social media and when I talk to people has got to stop. And it's because there are some influencers or coaches out there who talk about you need to get to the root cause. And if you're trying to manifest shit fast, which is someone like myself, you do not need to get to the root cause at all. So I hope you have a little bit of weight lifted off your shoulder in thinking that. Like, you can get what you want and still have to heal the root cause of stuff. Like, it doesn't actually even fucking matter. It doesn't. So let's talk about healing. Someone put this into this, like, phrased it like this, and I was like, wow, that totally hit home for me, and I know it's going to hit home for you. Healing, when it comes to healing, if you are in a healing phase, this is how you would know. You are dysfunctional. You cannot operate as a human. You are in deep therapy. You maybe lost a loved one. Something traumatic happened to you. So you are healing from that. You're healing from that. And this can be, you can put a timeline on it, but that is healing. Healing is not someone who is making money, is operating, running a business. You're operable. You're a human doing daily activities, daily tasks. You don't need any healing work. What you would need is consistency maintenance work with your manifestations, because at the end of the day, healing and trying to find the root cause of everything, it wastes so much time. I know this because I got caught up in that. I thought in order for me to break through my goals and manifest money fast, I had to know where every negative limiting belief around money came from. And I would spend fucking hours journaling. Where did this come from? Okay, that was my dad. Okay, I'm going to forgive my dad. Now I'm going to forgive my dad. Okay, next thing. Where did that come from? Oh, there was that one comment that one time. Okay, I'm going to forgive that person. Oh, it came from myself. I'm going to forgive myself for this example, for this situation. What a waste of time. All I'm doing is excavating that memory and drumming up shit that I don't need to drum up. I do not need to drum up. And so instead, do a little self audit. Where are you? Do you really need healing? Like, are you not operating? Can you not even think, see, talk, or touch money? If so, you're in the healing phase. You need to heal. You really do. You're probably working with a professional. And if you are, take their advice over mine. I am not any kind of, you know, a provider in that sense. I just know a lot of the manifestation stuff and how money works. So let's say you're not in that group. You're just in the consistency maintenance group. In this situation, you don't need to know where shit comes from. You just need to focus on what you want. I just did an episode about this. Focus on what you want. Focus on what you want. I don't care if you still think something about debt or the way you spend money, the way you hold money. You got to focus on how you want to feel with money. You got to focus on how you view debt. Does that really hold you back? Is debt really bad? You got to focus on what you want, because the version of you who has what you want doesn't think the way that you think right now. She just focuses on, okay, I want this. I decide I'm going to have it and I'm going to fucking focus on it until it pops because it's mine. I'm going to make my reality, my financial situation, my bitch. That's how it works. That's literally how it works. When I made this shift, my friend, everything changed. Literally everything changed. If you can focus on making reality your bitch by having the utmost discipline, focusing on what you want rather than excavating and drumming up and stirring up all your past stuff that doesn't make you feel good, you're not going to get closer to what you want. You're going to just continue to relive in that awful memory, and you're going to stay in this like purgatory of like, I really want it. I keep doing my affirmations, but okay, and I need to heal why I don't have it. I need to heal why I don't have it. That's not going to work. So here's your permission to stop that. Again, unless you're in that camp of healing where you're working with someone and it's serious and it's deep. That's not who I'm talking to right now. I'm talking to the person who's ready. She's ready. She's fine. She's operating. She's good. She just needs to focus on the consistency, maintenance, what I want, what it feels like, what it looks like. How do I act as if? How do I pretend I'm getting closer and closer? Tell myself I'm getting closer and closer. This is working. It's going to work. I've decided it's going to work. I want it. So I decide I get to have it. You will watch your outer world completely shift and change. It will literally mold to what you want. This is how it works. This is why you see people, and like, take this with a grain of salt. Like, I don't want to offend anyone, but this is why you see some people on social media and you're like, how in the actual world have you been able to reach these insane goals with money? Like, how did you become a multimillionaire in X amount of time? It's because they only focused on it. They only focused on it. They didn't do months of healing unless they needed to. They didn't do months of excavating and healing and old wounds or whatever. That's why some people you talk to, they're like, what? Like old money wounds or whatever? Like they don't focus on that. They focus on what they want. It's like a one-track mind. It's on loop, repeat, morning, noon, and night, and everything in between. They're so focused on it, it does not have a choice but to come into them. So how do you get there? How can you focus on it so much, not like it's out of touch? No, no, no. It's like it's happening. It's mine, to where there is no other option, but reality has to bend to you. That is how this works. Okay, my friend, this is short, sweet, potent AF. Like, seriously, this is going to be something that I'm going to have in my signature course that is coming, which is going to be so juicy good. I just can't even wait. If you want to know more about what is coming, it's a signature course that will literally change your life. Change your life. It's all around money. And it's how I've been able to literally quantum leap in my finances. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy when you get to a point where like the money's not even what I'm after anymore. It's impact. It's complete impact. How many lives can I change? How many lives can I touch? And what's the ripple effect of that? It's just so freaking cool. So beautiful. Okay. If someone needs to hear this, please send it to them. Please send it to them so that they can start getting more of what they want. Remember, abundance. There's plenty of everything for everyone. And leave me a 5-star review. I would love that. And I'll catch you here next week. Bye, love. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by dropping me a review below. It lets me know to keep the good stuff flowing your way and more abundance all around. And if you're not following me on socials yet, head over to Facebook and join my exclusive free community of epic souls who are trying to manifest their dream life in 2024. I love and adore you and can't wait to catch up with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and make some magic happen.